Hello and welcome to Barbershop Craft with the Croy Cordsman Chorus. I'm Jay Althoff, and today we're going to cover topic number 15 in our craft guide. This topic focuses on each of us creating a more resonant sound. This topic is a foundational item from which we will build even better, more resonant vowel sounds. To start the technique, we will hum on a comfortable note, say F sharp. Then as we are humming, we'll clench our jaws with our molars touching. That should create a very thin sound. Then while humming, we'll open the jaw very wide, and that should create this extreme of a dark or muffled sound. And we're doing this just to explore the extremes. It should sound something like this. Yeah, not very pretty at the ends for sure. But now that we've explored those extremes, what we want to do is start again with a hum, a nice easy hum, and make sure the jaw is nice and relaxed. Not the clenched version, not the extended version, but just move it around a little bit to try to find an easy resonant sound, something like this. So I move my jaw just a little bit, playing around, trying to find that good spot, that sweet spot of resonance. And now that we have it with a hum, what we want to do is move that into an actual vowel. So we're going to hum again, nice resonant, easy hum, and then I'm going to migrate to the E vowel. And once we get there, we may have to play around a little bit with the lips. I want to make sure that my upper lip is a bit off the front teeth to get that very best placement for a very, very resonant E vowel. Yep, something like that. And then from there, we can move to the other vowels as we have done in other previous exercises, but now with an even more resonant starting point. I'm sure each of you can have some fun experimenting on your own. And that's it. Have fun, and I'll see you at rehearsal.